We are learning Masechta Sadarim Daf Yutes Amud Beis, and we are starting five lines from the bottom of Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. We just said that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds the Osir by Nazir, and the Mishnah says Shavu Yis Lahakel is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to this Cheshbon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Nedarim is Lahakel. The problem is, we're going to show you that Rabbi Yehuda is in our Mishnah. He says something in our Mishnah. Rami Rabbi Yehuda Ad Yehuda. Mi Rabbi Yehuda Leimal Inushus Nafshil Sveike. How can you say Yehuda holds that by Naziris? The reason why they go the Kula is because a person does not bring himself to a Safik, and therefore he goes the Kula by Nazir. And we're saying that means all Nadarim you go the Kula. Raminu will show you from our Mishnah, not like that. Rabbi Raminu, Yehuda Eimer, it says in our Mishnah, Stam Truma Bi Yehuda Asura, and we go in Mataris. It says in our Mishnah that Stam Truma in Yehuda is Asur. Why? Because there you have a choice. You're not sure what it means. Truma is Halishka, or Truma of Gairin. Truma's Lishka is the Machza Shekel. Or Truma's Gairin means a Truma you give to a Kayin. Truma you give to a Kayin, you say, this is like Truma, it's not a Neder, because it's not a Dava another. Truma's Lishka is Dava another. She says, in Yehuda, we have some Truma's Lishka there. So Stam Truma of Yehuda, Asura. Ube Golem Oteris, why? She ain't answering Golem, I kiram as Truma's Lishka. In Golem, they don't know anything about Truma's Lishka. Truma means Truma there, and therefore it's Mutter. It's Mashma. Taima de Makirim. It's because they are not Maka Truma's Lishka. Homakirim, they're Maka Truma's Lishka. Asura. So you see, you go Stam Darm Lachmer. I can ask me, why have to bring a right from a diak? Bring a right from the Ruda says, Stam Truma Yehuda Zasura. So the Ran explains, that wouldn't be enough a ride. You would think maybe in Yehuda, Truma always means Truma Salishka. Since they have Truma Salishka, they always mean Truma Salishka. It wouldn't be a raya. But it's the first raya from the diak. Because Master, the only reason why Galil is mutter is because you don't recognize Truma Salishka. If you recognize it, that would be enough to make Stam Darm Lahakma. So if Yehuda holds Stam Darm Lahakma, it's just a stira. We just finished saying that Yehuda really holds Stam Darm Lahakal, Sophic Zeros Lahakal, and Stam Darm Lahakal. And now we're saying, refers to Mishnah, says he holds Stam Darm Lahakma. So how can you say it's Rabbi Yehuda? How can you say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yehuda? Our Mishnah is Klal Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda obviously stems with this. Some more answers. Amar Rava, Gabe Kri is a new reason. Really, Rabbi Yehuda will hold Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. By Sofik Naziris Lahakal will be a new reason. Why? Gabe Kri Kasava Kosha Sveka Chamon Vadai Lemal Inisha Sveka Nafshah Sveka. There's certain times when, even though you go l'chumrah, but here you won't go l'chumrah. Because here, if you go l'chumrah, you're not going to be able to ever take care of yourself. The Ilgavi Nozir, Gavi Nozir Vada, Megaleach, maybe carbon. You could take it here, you can bring carbon. Venechal, and eat the carbon. I'll sveikel, and what's a Megaleach? The problem is like this. If you go Stam Nozir l'chumrah, it's going to be like this. You have to go l'chumrah, you have to keep all the laws of being a Nozir. You can't take a haircut, you can't drink wine, you can't take hair, you can't metamal mesim. But the problem is, you'll be a nozer the rest of your life. Why? Because halacha is, you can't become ois nozer until you bring kabbonis. Eimer galeach ala kabbonis. And you can't bring the kabbonis mesafik, it's kulun la'azara. He might not be a nozer. So therefore, there's a special reason by naziris, he doesn't mean to go l'chumra. Because if it's a safik, he means not do it at all. Because if he's in a safik, he'd be more chamer than a vadai. He has no way out. What?
You can't
really know words. But you could ask a kash like this, the Ran asked. The halacha is, if Megaleach on one of the kabbonis is enough. And the three things that he brings, a nozer brings, is a chatos, a oila, and a shlamim. So Frek the Ran, that he could bring a shlamim with a tanai, because this is an adava, he could bring a tanai. That's the Ran's kash on the bottom of the amid. V'chit heim nidah chatos loy mochi lasuye b'tanai shein chas bon adava leis eil v'shlamim will make a tanai. If I'm nazir, it's v'chavasi. If not, it's v'in adava. And the loch is v'gilach alachas v'shlostom yotza. That's the Ran's kasha. The Ran says it's only with the avid. But l'chatchila, you got to bring all the kabbanas. So Lamaisa also on his head, he wants to do a nozer l'chatchila. He doesn't want to do b'diav the gazak. It means the rest of his life, taking haircut, it's always b'diav. He didn't bring all the kabbanas. He doesn't want that to happen. So again, that's all nichlal in his tanai. When he makes this din, naziris, he wants to have it a good kosher naziris. Not a case where he has to be soymech on kulos on b'diavets. And therefore, therefore even Rabbi Yehuda really holds tam darom l'hachmeh. But you know why sofik naziris l'hakel? Because the sofik is more common than the vada. Amalei Rav Huna by Yehuda Rava. Amar Rei Nozer Oilam Mai. It's mashma from the words Sofik. It's words from the case I say the Kri over here. It's mashma that he's saying that you're always the halacha is that you're always a matir. You're always matir. And we're saying the reason why you matter is because the Sof is Muhammad Avadeh. Certain times the Sof is not Muhammad Avadeh. When? If you say, so there, you're anyway not going to bring a carbon or anything. So there it should be Chal. We're going to Stam Adarim Lahachmir. So when you say, Hare Noza Oilam, the stomach should be Chal. We just said it's not Chal. You know why? Because he doesn't want it to be Muhammad and the Vadai. Here, it's anyway being Nazal Oilam. What? What? So no more than I say that, yeah. Amalei Rabbi Hunan Rabbi Durava. Amalei Nazal Oilam. What are you going to say? Amalei Nazal Oilam Nami Sveik Chama Vadai. Why? The Ilu Vadai, if his hair gets too long, Hichbet Sarai, Mekel Basari, he could trim it a little bit, but he has to bring Kabbalas. Maybe show his payments. Vilus sveike loy, but for misafik he cannot bring any kabbonis again because he can't bring a chatas nadava. So there's still a reason why he doesn't want to do that. Frank tomorrow another kasha, but I still have an etza. Amalei or Amar harei nazar shimshin mai. If he says harei nazar shimshin, nazar shimshin difference is he can never take a haircut. Even if it gets very heavy, he cannot take a haircut. So there, if he says nazar shimshin, there it's bichal because there he can't say the stuff is mochamim nevada. It's not mochamim nevada. Tomorrow says, no, Nozer Shimshin Leitanya. Nozer Shimshin is not included in that halacha that we said in Mutabana Ziris. Nozer Shimshin is not included in that. Echanami, we said already Nozer Shimshin with a Tanai, that would be Chal because there is Stam Adarim Lahachmer. Amalei, Ba'oma Rav Ada Bahava, Tanya Nozer Shimshin. Rav Ada Bahava has a Brisa that says Nozer Shimshin also goes Lakula according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, Itanya Tanya. Okay, if you have a Brisa like that, you have a Brisa like that. Rana has two Pshatim. Either it means that Itanya Tanya, that Veloya Dana Lefruk, I don't have to answer it, that how it's not, it has not a steer to our Mishnah. That's one Mahalach Itanya Tanya. Or he's saying, Itanya Tanya, then it's two Tanayim Livri Yav Yehuda. You have to say two Tanayim Livri Yehuda. But either way, the Gemara says, you're right, it's a good question. So Hakapodim, that was one of the Mahalachim to answer the question by saying, it's going according to Rav Yehuda, soften his ears to Hakel. And we're saying it's this Rabbi Yehuda who holds really outside, because the reason is you don't go into a suffix because you don't want the suffix to be Muhammad and Avadai, but really, everyone really holds Tam Adarim Lahachmer. The Gemara is Nora Mahalch. Zog the Gemara of Ashi Yomar, Ahi Rabbi Yehuda, Vashim Rab Tarfanhi. That din, that Mishnah, suffix, Nazirus Lahakal, is Rabbi Yehuda, Vashim Rab Tarfan. And it won't be a steer anymore, because one's Rabbi Yehuda himself in our Mishnah holds Tam Adarim Lahachmer, but then you have Yehuda, Vashim Rab Tarfan, the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mishum Rab Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfan Aimer Ain Echamem Nazir Fishal Nazirus El Aflo. So we're saying like this that the Rabbi Yehuda of the din of Kri and the Suffolk Zirus Lahakel will say it's Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfan. What does Rab Tarfan say? Rab Tarfan says if there's two people walking down the block and they see someone coming towards them and each one says. One says, "Harei Nazir." If that guy is Harei Nazir, that is plainly. I'm a Nazir. If that guy is Rabbi Yankel, and the other guy says, "I'm a Nazir." If it's not Rabbi Yankel, so there's two guys here. One of them is going to be a Nazir. Could not show the guy's Yankel, and he walked down the block, and he's Yankel. I say, so is this guy a Nazir or not? Or he walks like it's not Yankel. Is that guy a Nazir? What's that halacha? Our Tarim says he's not a Nazir. Shaul's why not? Rudu says the pshat is because it says. The Lashon by Naziris ki yafli. Has to be mefurish. Naziris has to be very mefurish. If it's not mefurish, it's not chal. So therefore, even if you say Harei Nazir Shimshin, and Yeshua Kriya Zemei thing, is never Nazir. Even if you count it up, it's not Nazir. It has to be mefurish, b'shas to Naziris. That's Naziris. What?
Why is it mefurish?
Because it has to be, mefurish means it has to be clear while you're saying it, if it's a Nazir.
So
if it's Tanai. Anytime it's Tanai, it doesn't work. Nazirus, Dafka by Nazirus, not by every Ned, only by Nazirus, there's a Yafli. Only by Nazirus, special than by Nazirus, according to Rav Tarfin, that he holds that it's different. Nazirus, the Hakkles, you know why? Because it's a Din Lafla. Yeah, if he's a Nidna Teres, El Lafla, it has to be very clear for Shas Maisa. Yehachi, if that's the case, so saying where Rabbi Huda says that if Yesh Bekri Mei Amen, it got stolen, we don't know, we say that case is the case with Zakula. What do you have to be stolen for? If it's not stolen, we just have to be clear. Even if you counted it up, it's still not a Naziris. So Mar says, you're right. And only said that, Ella, Ladiach, Koychad Rab Shimon. The Afagav, the Nigna of Shavad, Ksav Milers of Svekin. The Chish of Rab Shimon. Shimon was Osir. It's Osir, even because it became an Osir, even when you can't count it, it's stolen. Because they're in Mile Inish Lusveke. That's why I said that case. The Chidish of Rab Shimon. That's what it said. The Ran asks, why don't we say that the case is that was not Nigdaf, it said Koyach Rav Yehuda, but we said Koyach Atera. Imagine, it's Mutter even when it's not stolen, when you could count and it has 100 Kri, 100 Kur. So he says that still, he's Dr. Ran, V'chitem, Ran's Ella. V'chitem listeni, D'chi Isa, Be'ena, D'Koyach Yehuda, D'Koyach Atera, Adiv, Lesa. Given times when the Zeus Allah flaw, that's not a Chiddush. Once we know it's not a flaw, it makes a difference like this, like that. It's not a bigger Koyach Atera. But the Chiddush is in Rav Shimon, who says, even when you can't count it up, but still, you're not worried about our flaw, and Mael Inish Shvayke, two things, that's a bigger Chiddush. Still a bigger Chiddush. Even Koyach Atera, Adiv, here it's a bigger Chiddush this way. So, Akapon, that's a final shot. We said, Stein, our Mishnah like Stam Darm Lahakme, could be even Rabbi Huda, and the Mishnah of Savi Yusahaka is going with Rabbi Huda, Bashem Rab Tarfin, who holds in Yafla. Zok to Gemara Vaita, now we're going to end talking about the end of the Mishnah. End of the Mishnah had a case of Truma, which is just said over, where Truma, it says that Rabbi Huda says, Stam Truma Behuda is Aser and Begolo is Mutta, why? Because they don't have Truma's Lishkadir. And it said Charamim, which means it's the difference between Cherme Kahanim and Cherme Hektish. When you give a Cherem to a Koyen, that's not a Dova Anodor. Cherme Hektish is. So it said in Yehuda, Cherme Kahanim are Mutter. In Golos also, why? Because there they don't recognize Cherme Kahanim. Zok to Gemara. Homakir is mashma like this. In the Resha, it's mashma. There's two things. The first thing about Chuma, it's mashma. In Gol, if you recognize Chuma as Halishka, Homakir Masurim. See, if it's a Suffolk, Chumas Halishka, or Chumas of Gairin, Chumas of Tvua, it'll go to Chumra. Eim is Seifa, Stam Charamim be Yehuda Mutarim. Stam Cherim Yehuda's Mutar, why? Because we say it's Cherme Kahanim. Uva Gola Asurim, Shein Anche Agol Makirim is Cherme Kahanim. Ha Makirim, they recognize it, Mutarim. Alma Sveika Lekula. Alma Sveika Lekula. And really, you could have asked, it's a steer of racial Seifa, even from not Gol and Yehuda, because in the ratio, we're saying by Yehuda, it's a Suffolk Chumas Halishka or Chumas Agarim. What do you do? You go to Chumra. In the Seifa, it's a Suffolk Cherem Kahanim or Cherem Hekdesh. You go to Kula. So you could have asked that way. Why do you ask for the Diyik? The same thing we said before, like the Ran speaks out here, because you always get out of that. Because it says that in the ratio, you could have said that in the ratio, for example, Estam Chuma, you could have said that there, because the only thing about Chumas Halishka. And if it's a Seifa, you also could have said there also that the Oilam Sveika L'chumra. And by Charam Yehuda, it always means Kahanim. Well, you could have added that. But here it's Masba, Hamakirim, if it be a Suffolk, in the ratio it says it would be Aser, and the Seifa says Mutter. What's going on over here? Because the question is in Galil, it's Masba, if there would be Makir, Chermei, Kahanim, Mutter. Alma Sveika L'kula, Omabaya, Seifa, Rabbi Yezib, Rabbi Tzadaki. The Tanya, Yehuda, Stam Truma, Yehuda, Asura. Why? Because it's a Suffolk Chumas Halishka or Suffolk Chumas Hagarin. You go to Chumra, Vestam Dorm Lahachmer, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Stam Charamim, Begol, Asurim, Stam Cherim, and Gol, is Asur. Why Stam Cherim, and Gol, Asur? Because the letter of Tzadok holds that you go always Lakula, you go always Lakula, and there in Gol, we don't recognize Bechlal, Cherme Kahanim. We don't recognize Bechlal, Cherme Kahanim. So you always go, Lekula, as well as it's all the codes, that it's really two Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Sveika Lechumra. And Echanami, Stam Charamim Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is also Aser. Stam Charamim Yehuda is also, because it's Suffolk. The Seifa is really Lezmer Tzadik, who holds Stam Charamim Gol, is also why? Because you're not Makir at all, Cherme Kahanim. But you would be Makir, it would be Mutter. Why? Because Sveika Lekula. And therefore, Stam Charamim Yehuda, that the Makir both Cherem Kahanim and Cherme Hektish, Sadir, you go Le Kula, it's Mutter. Why Rabbi Yehuda say Truma and Rabbi Eliezer Charamim? I'm saying, why, like in the Mishnah, go with the Tzaddik, why the Echanami? Could have said either one. You could have said either one. Now that we have Eliezer Tzaddik, you could have said in the beginning of the Sugi, we had a Kasha. Softens your stalker. We had a Kasha. Our Mishnah is Stam Hakme. You could have said Eliezer Tzaddik. That's the Ran speaks out. The Ran's printed on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and the Ran says, Ophiza. It's like 10 lines down in the Ran. We'd rather have Rabbi Yehuda v'shem Rav Tarfin and Rabbi Yehuda himself also that are talking about Mamash Naziris, Eyal Zahakal, was better to Zetzah like that. But that's because that's dying like a Lezavet Tzadik. But the Ran ends off, Lina Halacha, we pass in Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, like our Stam Mishnah, and not like a Lezavet Tzadik. Not like the end of the Mishnah. We pass in, they have a Suffolk, if it's Chachirim or If it's Chumas Alishko, Chumas Agarin, you go to Chumra. You always go to Chumra if you have a suffix, which one to do. And that's Shem on tomorrow's daf. We're going to learn the Mishnah of Pirusha and Lahakul.